Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, speaker, and an author. And my journey began because my life didn't work. I didn't know anything. I was living the life that I had been taught that I was supposed to live. I was doing the things that other people said needed to be done and that would make me happy. And it did not make me happy. I was absolutely miserable. My life just did not work. And so I began looking into ways of changing. I'd always been interested in psychology, and I figured, okay, this is a mind thing. I need to work on changing my subconscious beliefs or something like that. And I read all of these books, and I learned all of these methods of releasing energy like EFT and, there's been so many that I can't remember. I can't even remember what all they were. And it did bring some changes into my life, but it was missing the point, really. And so I began to look even further and to ask my guidance and to trust my guidance, to ask them, what else is there? What else is there that I can do? And this eventually led them to teaching me a method that I'd never heard of before that I call energy upcycling. And the beauty of energy upcycling is that it changes your beliefs, but it changes them everywhere they exist, not just in your subconscious mind, because we also store beliefs in our bodies. We have beliefs from our past. They're in the Akashic records. We have beliefs in a variety of places. And so this energy upcycling releases beliefs from everywhere they are stored. So if you are making the changes, you are really making the changes. And I absolutely love it. It's been amazing to me how it can have such a huge impact on my life. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm a completely different person. And that's true. I really am. And who I am now is so much happier, so much more joyful, so much more free. And freedom was, you know, one of my big things. I always wanted to be free. That was my goal. I wanted to be free. And I am. And I'm finding that I actually like freedom. It's so much better than all of the anxiety and the doubt and the stress and the negativity that used to be there. So now I have the freedom to just be me. And I like that. I like that a lot. So now I work with other people to help them to find their own freedom, to find the truth of their own lives, and to start creating a life that they truly love and enjoy and look forward to, instead of one that's being run by other people, by other energies, by the media, by fear, by stress, by all of the negativity and chaos in the world. Because yes, you do have a choice. You really do have a choice. So if you have questions about your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And it doesn't matter what your question is. I will tell you, though, that if your question is about changing someone else, the answer is going to be that you can't. Because you're not here to change other people. You are only responsible for you. And other people are responsible for themselves. And so it's not your job to fix them. It's not your job to save them. It's not your job to make their lives work. You get to work on you, because you are the most important person in your life. You really are. And that's something that we have so much trouble accepting. But it's the truth. And once you accept it, it does make your life so much easier. Okay, so now we are going to open the chat room. So if you have a question and you cannot call in, you can type it into the chat room, and I will read it there. And we'll go to our first caller from area code 937. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, real good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just, right now I'm just kind of rambled up. I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm just real anxious and real, it's almost like the feeling of something's going to happen, but I don't know what. And kind of excited and kind of like, oh my God, now what? You know?
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that.
Okay.
So let's do a little accepting, and then maybe you can see what it is that's actually going on. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept the anxiety.
Dear innate, I accept the anxiety.
Dear innate, I accept the unknown.
Dear innate, I accept the unknown.
Dear innate, I accept the excitement.
Dear originate. I accept the excitement.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I completely let it all go.
Dear Nate, I completely let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It all relieved out of my chest.
Wonderful.
Yes. That's why I love you. It's always, you always do something fantastic for everybody.
So can you tell me now what it was all about?
Not really. I don't really know for sure.
What have you been working to create?
Love. Love to come in.
No. And they say it's coming. Okay. Well, that would explain the excitement and the others as well.
Yeah, I guess that might. The nervousness, the excitement, just scattered feelings. Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Well, let's do a little bit more clearing and all right, we'll just do what I'm being guided to do.
Okay.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve love.
Dear Nate, I accept that I deserve love.
Dear Nate, I accept that I attract love into my life.
Dear Nate, I accept that I attract love into my life.
Dear Nate, I accept that I love.
I lost you there.
Dear Nate, I accept that I love myself.
Dear Nate, I accept that I love myself.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I accept that love is safe.
Dear Nate, I accept that love. I don't even know. What was the last part? Dear Nate, I accept that love is safe.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yes.
Okay, how does that feel?
Big relief.
Good, yeah. Oh, wonderful.
I think it's something that I want, but I'm still afraid. So that answered all of that. That just got rid of all the heaviness, all the inner feelings of or whatever, but still the excitement there.
Good. Wow. Well, you're going to have to let me know what happens, Who shows
up? I sure
up?
Will. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your time and all the love you put into everything that you do.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to go to our next caller, and that's a 111. Hold on, I'm trying to do two things at once, and I know that doesn't work. It's 111111111. One of my favorite numbers. Let's see who it is. Hi, who's this? Who is it?
Who I be in this moment for you to
Queen.
See. That's my name, one of the many I have, but who I be is the question I put to you as I ask you, how are you doing?
I am that's all that comes into my head. I am.
That's satisfactory because according to many points of view, I am is it. All of it. I am that I am. Hi.
So what adventure shall we endeavor to have today?
Let's get it on. Who I be in this moment for you to see? Who comes forth? What aspect of me is wishing to is speaking to thee right now? What form, what information is to be revealed of wisdom and growth and prosperity? Who I do?
And who is coming up is, it's the same one as last night, and she just calls herself Mother.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Mother, yes.
And here is what she wants to say. Open your heart. Open your heart, my beloved child. Open up to the wisdom that is within you. Allow it into your life, even if you don't understand it, even if you don't really know exactly what it's teaching you. Allow it. Allow the wisdom to come because it will make the way so much easier for you. You will be experiencing things that your brain will not understand. It just won't. Don't even try. Instead, go into your heart. Gain the understanding that is coming to you from the source, from your essence. From the light within. It is time of much change in you, much change in the world, much change in the universe. And during the time of this change, there is an opportunity for you to be even more open, to be more accepting, to be more loving, and to be transformed to a higher degree than has ever been possible before. Now is the time for you to be you and to really understand what that means, to know yourself, in ways that you never have before. It's time to let go. It's time to move forward. It's time to evolve. And we want you to know that, of course, you're not doing this alone. We are with you. We love you. We love you. We always love you. And you will experience many wonderful, amazing adventures on your journey in life. Be open to the love that is always there. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Mother. Mother, you are. And I know to you, I know. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. She's got her arms around you, so she's holding you.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Feels good, too.
Good.
Feels good all over.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, now you get busy being you.
Nothing better for me to do but be me. And so I shall. Carry on.
Wonderful.
Carry on. Namaste.
Namaste.
And thank you, as always.
Oh, you are welcome. Okay, our next caller is from area code 631.
Yes, hi.
This is
Suzanne. I was just going to ask a question for a reading, if that's okay. I don't know if you're doing that.
Sure. What's your question?
I had a job as a bus monitor for the summer. It's continued for the September, but I don't know if it's going to be enough money, so I applied for a teacher aide or teacher assistant job for a local school, and if I don't get that, I'll go back to the bus. What do you see happening? And if I do get a call, when do you, to interview went for the aide, when do you think it will be?
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting is your guidance is asking, what is it that you really want to do, because it doesn't feel like either of these jobs is really you. Like, this
well,
is
you know, I have to work,
and
I just can't, you know, live on nothing and job hunt in this pandemic and stuff. So, you know, I'm by myself. I have to work. You know, it's like, so.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is either I have to stay at the bus company or I have to try to get an aide job or an assistant job, and that's what it is.
Is there one of those that you prefer to do?
Probably assistant, because I'll make more money.
Okay. So they want you to focus on seeing yourself in that job as the assistant.
All right, I'm sorry. I just got a phone call. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's interesting. It's interesting that some people get so wrapped up in their beliefs about money and the scarcity of money that they can't see beyond that. So for anybody else who is going through a similar situation, this is what guidance has to say. Relax. It's important that you begin to accept that you will always be taken care of. God will always provide for you. And if you look at your life, you will see that you have always been provided for, even in those moments when you felt that you had absolutely nothing. You receive what you allow yourself to receive. And if you believe that you have no value, that you do not actually deserve to have anything, then you are stopping the flow of abundance that is always there for you. God did not create you and not set it up so that you could have enough. What would be the point of that? You are here out of love. You are here to be you. And God will provide you with everything you need to allow that to happen. But if you don't believe that you have God within you, that you have power, that you have value, that you deserve your own life, then you will not be able to allow what is already there. it's important that you accept yourself, that you accept your life, that you accept your choices, and that you listen to your own heart about what is right for you, about who you truly are. The answers are always within you, always, always. Open up to receiving what is already there. Open up to accepting what is already there. Open up to the truth of you. And you will find your life changes and it flows. And things just happen. Because it's not about working hard. It's about letting go. It's about accepting. It's about being more than just some miserable little human who is barely getting by. Let that go. It's not you. Let it go. You don't need it. Let it go. Okay. So that's what guidance wants to say about that. And it's interesting how much we actually fight accepting. We fight accepting who we are. We fight accepting our lives. We fight accepting other people. We fight. And anything you fight, it's not actually achieving the goal that you have set. Because when you fight, you're focusing on what is wrong. And as you focus more and more on what is wrong, you create more and more of what is wrong. So fighting doesn't actually benefit you. It doesn't solve any problems because you stay in the problem. And it's by accepting and letting go that you begin to see solutions. Solutions in whatever form they are. And solutions are always coming to you, always. If you have a problem, you also have the solution. You just don't recognize the solution because you're stuck in the problem. So by accepting the problem and letting it go, you can begin to see the solution. And that's an important lesson in life that so many people just don't get it because it's so different from what we always have been taught to believe. And it really does work. So start accepting and letting go. Okay. I'm typing in the chat and that's why I'm laughing. Okay, so if anybody else has a question, feel free to give me a call at 646-716-5045. And remember, everyone is looking for something, even if it doesn't make sense to you, even if it doesn't make sense to them. They're still looking for something. And a lot of times people just don't know where to look. They don't know how to find what they're actually looking for. And sometimes they're so focused on what they're looking for that they can't see the answer. You know, it's like being stuck in the problem. You can't see the solution. And if you're focusing on what you're looking for, then you don't see anything else. We have opportunities to expand our own wisdom, our own knowledge, to actually come from our heart and to just be. If you get that opportunity, embrace it. Allow yourself to just be. No requirements, no obligations, no duties, no have-tos, no stresses, none of that other stuff. Just be. One thing I find interesting with this beautiful energy that we're in now is that there are times when I am just overcome with the desire to just take a nap. And, you know, this was not a normal part of my life, although it has become a normal part of my life over the last few years with all of the energy changes. And there are just times when my body says, well, I'm going to take a nap now, you know. Even if I'm sitting at the computer trying to work, I actually fall asleep sitting up sometimes because my body says, well, I'm going to take a nap now, and if you aren't going to listen to me and go lay down, we're just going to do it here. And that's what happens. So if you find yourself, you know, taking unexpected naps, you're not alone. This is happening with a lot of people as the changes in the energy are happening and your body is processing that energy. Sometimes you just have to do nothing. And that doesn't mean you're lazy, and it doesn't mean that you're not a good person or any of that other stuff that you might have been taught. It just means that you need to take a nap. So listen to your body and do what you are guided to do. Because like I said, you are always getting solutions. And sometimes the solution is to just take a nap. And that's usually a hard one for people to accept. I've had so many clients who have said, you know, I am this super busy person. I'm always doing. And now I just find myself sitting there doing nothing, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with them. It's just part of the change. Because we do in order to keep busy. We do in order to not feel. And now we are in a time where feelings are being recognized. Feelings are important. Knowing what you feel is a part of your own growth and evolution. And accepting what you feel is an important part of that. It doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. You can feel whatever you feel. And you don't have to do anything. But just accept that you feel. That's it. And it's the fact that it's so simple that makes it so complicated for a lot of people. Because they feel that feelings require action. But they don't. They're just feelings. And some feelings do lead you into action. But the actions are not required. You are not required to act. It's just a matter of accepting. Accepting and letting go. You don't have to stay in a feeling. You know, if you're feeling really down one day, you can just say, dear innate, I accept that I am feeling down. Dear innate, I let it go. And that moves you out of that energy and into what is there for you, into the lightness that is there for you. Remember that you always have a choice. You always have a choice. Even when you don't think you have a choice, you still have a choice. So start accepting. Accept whatever is and let it go. And that's how you make a difference. That's how you begin to change. That's how you become who you truly are. Okay. So it looks like we are wrapped up for today. So just take in what I've said and see how it affects your life. And start accepting and letting go. Even if you don't think it'll work, do it anyway. And if you do it and nothing happens, it doesn't change anything. But if you do it and it does change, then you get that benefit. So don't let fear of, oh my gosh, it might not work, keep you from just accepting and letting go. Because this is your life, these are your choices, and you are here to move forward, to truly make a difference. The world is changing, so why not change? And yes, it is difficult at first to remember to do it, you know, to say, dear innate, I accept whatever it is. And some people have a real problem with accepting whatever is because they've been taught that they are not supposed to accept, that accepting is becoming a part of the problem. But it's actually getting out of the problem. You know, it's like with all of the racial stuff that comes and goes. And when it's at its height and people are marching and there's outrage and there's anger and all of this negativity. The negativity is not actually providing the change that these people are looking for. It's actually bringing out the negativity in other people because you attract what you are putting out there. So when that's happening and, you know, people are having these discussions about it, and I just tend to start accepting it. I accept it all. I accept that it happens. I accept that there's anger. I accept that there's racism. I accept that there's prejudice. I accept that it goes back through generations and that it's in every layer of our society. I accept it all. And then I let it go. Because that brings me to a point of peace. And then what I am putting out into the world is peace. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for everyone to be at peace with who they are, with what they have been gifted with by God. And yeah, you are gifted with your race, your sex, whatever it is about you. It is a gift. It's not a curse. And so getting out of that mindset that, you know, you're cursed for whatever reason, and start accepting that these are my gifts. This is who I am. This is who I've chosen to be. This is what I wanted to build with. Because you did make a choice. Even if you don't remember, you did make it. And accepting opens the door for change. So start accepting. Just say, dear innate, I accept. If that's all you can remember, then that's all you need to say. Dear innate, I accept. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I accept. Dear innate, I let go. And let that be kind of a mantra. Because what you are seeking is already within you. Peace is not something you have to go looking for. It's in you. You always have the answer, no matter what the question is. And you always will. Because God is on your side and always will be. And it doesn't matter whether you consider God a woman or a man or a spirit or whatever. And if you don't like the name God, then change it. It's okay. Source understands. The universe understands. Allah understands. Buddha understands. Whomever it is, they understand. They understand more than you can imagine. It's just important for you to let go. And when you call into the show and you just listening and you hear me using the dear innate statements with other people, you can say them too, because they will work on you. They're not restricted to just the person that I'm working with. But in order for them to work in your life, you need to say them out loud. That's an important part of the dear innate statements. You need to say them out loud because you need to hear what you are saying. It's just an important part of the releasing. So by all means, say them along with the other callers. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I encourage people to do it because it helps you to let go. All right, I think that we are done for today. And thank you all for being part of the show. And I look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.